Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
20 minutes away from announcing three names to send you to Florida, Kid Nation. You can sign up at kidnation.com to be one of those three names we call. And we've been giving these trips away all week long. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of chances and opportunities for you to win. And even if those three names don't call back within 10 minutes, we'll open it up for everybody, which means you still have a shot to win.
There you go.
I believe our love expert has entered the building.
Hello.
There she is. Hello, love expert.
Oh, yay.
Today's love letters to Kelly is brought to you by Stamps.com.
Yes, that's right. Now, a lot of love letters are sent to us via email. We do get the occasional one via mail.
Uh-huh.
And we'd like to recommend Stamps.com, especially if you are a small business owner or you work from your home, because Stamps.com is the easiest way to access the amazing services that the post office has to offer. And the difference is Stamps.com never closes, unlike the post office, right?
That's right.
24/7, it's available. You can print postage for any class of mail right from your own computer and your little printer. And you get the exact amount of postage every time because you get a handy dandy digital scale. You can mail everything from postcards to big, gigantic boxes full of stuff. Click, print, mail, and you're done. And if you'd like to try it out, enjoy the Stamps.com service. You get a special offer, including a 4-week trial plus postage and that digital scale. If you go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Craddock. That's Stamps.com. Enter K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K.
And now let's help some relationships with
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
I'm 24. My boyfriend's a few years older. We've been dating for 6 years. It's great and we love each other. I moved in a year ago. We've talked about marriage. And I know he wants to get married but refuses to talk about it even when I bring it up in a joking manner. I just want to know how much longer I need to wait. I love him and I love us, but I can't just let him not talk about it because he's not there yet. It isn't fair to me. I've never had doubts, but now I'm starting to wonder how long things can go on this way. I won't give him an ultimatum because I want him to want to marry me. Do I stay and hope it'll eventually happen or leave now? Taylor.
Taylor, you are giving him a false sense of marriage because you moved in with him. You don't have to give him an ultimatum, but you say, look, this is what I want out of a relationship. I want marriage, and I want to live as a married couple.
Yeah.
So until that happens, I'm going to go ahead and pack. Now, you're not going to do anything I say, but I'm telling you what you should do. Pack up your stuff and say, I'm going to get my own place. I know you're going to tell me, but I can't afford it. Whatever. If you want what you want, you got to make some sacrifices. You say, I'm not going to live together with a man unless I'm going to be married to him, because this is what you're expressing to me that you want. I'm not talking morals here. I'm taking morals out of the equation. A lot of people, you know, you shouldn't live together to marriage. Let's just take that out of the equation. You're telling me what you want, and you want marriage, so you got to move out.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make an ultimatum out of it. Just say, until we're married, I don't want to live as a married couple.
Ooh.
And that's it. And plus, you're only 24. And I know people hate to hear that, but this is a really, your 20s are such a big developmental time of your life. You've been dating him since you were a teenager. You might move out and realize, hey, I was wearing rose-colored glasses. This isn't the relationship I really want. You don't know. Or maybe you'll move out and he'll be like, oh my gosh, what am I risking losing here? I've got to marry this precious little being before she goes and finds someone else. You don't know. But you got to move out. That's my advice.
Yeah.
All right.
It works for that Nikki Bella girl.
You just got to, you know, and it's not an ultimatum.
Yeah.
You're saying, oh, this isn't what I, this isn't the relationship I want.
I'm going to go find what I
want more.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be ugly.
He'll probably come back and say, no, I'm sorry, babe.
We'll see. But he's living like a married man, so why should he get married?
Right. He's getting the goodies.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
JC, this directly is tied into what her letter is.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, we could switch it around,
thank
buddy.
You. Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
Yes.
I am a 23-year-old person with a college degree.
Oh, nice.
My boyfriend of 3 years is completing his first year of medical school. He asked me to move in with him.
Whoa.
And I said yes. Problem is, my parents said no, but I could get my own apartment, but not with him because I would be making myself look cheap. I have a 3-hour daily commute to work, and I am so exhausted after work to study for the grad school entrance exam. I feel like it would be such a waste of money to live so close to my boyfriend and work, too, when I could save so much money by just living with him. I also believe that we should at least test the waters before we decide to get married. I'm torn between pleasing my parents and choosing the better long-term answer, which is to move in with my boyfriend. What should I do, Tracy?
Well, Tracy, I guess it really, you know, ultimately depends on who's paying the bills.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, if mom and dad are paying the bills and you go against their wishes, you're risking cutting off that money line.
But then you got to make it on your own.
And then you got
to
grow up and decide, you know, can I really afford to do this? I mean, that's the risk you're taking. But there also comes a point when you have to put on your I'm an adult outfit. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult now.
I can make
wear my
own
adult pants and make your own decisions for yourself.
Yeah.
But you know what? I still do things to please my parents, I'm a grown woman.
Yeah.
And been, you know, I've been doing this a lot longer than you have, this whole woman thing. there are things that I do to, you know, I'll get my butt up and go to church on Sunday morning because I don't want to disappoint my daddy.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's not for the right reasons, but a little bit preaching to myself. But at this age, when your parents are, you know, they want you, they look at you as their precious gift that you should give a man, and they have these ideas for you. And if you move in with him without a promise and without a commitment, it does kind of cheapen the relationship. Is it just about the money, or is this a love? Why are we doing that? is this a love commitment that this is leading toward marriage? You know, I don't, you got to look at the money right here.
Yeah.
Follow the money.
And I mean, 3-hour commute, that sucks. You need to figure that out.
Big time.
I don't know I don't know your situation, but I would try to change that.
And you know what? No matter what happens or what you decide to do, your parents are going to love you regardless.
Yeah,
so there's a bright side on there.
Well, there are some parents that cut children off. So, totally turn their back on children. You know your parents well enough to know. But a lot of parents will just suck it up and accept things that they don't approve of because they don't want to lose that relationship.
Right.
But, you know, you got to decide when it's time to stand up to your parents.
Did you ever live with a boyfriend before marriage, Kelly?
Oh, JC, if I did, I wouldn't talk about it on the radio.
That's right.
All right. Love letters.
Thank you, JC.
Love letters to Kelly.
All right, no, Al's answering. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I were married for 6 months, or 6 months ago, after 7 years of dating. He's 26, I'm 23. So they're sweethearts.
Yeah.
Last month, my best friend had her bachelorette weekend at the beach.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately, we all partied too hard, and one thing led to another, and I ended up cheating on my husband.
Oh, no.
Oh,
how bad.
I am absolutely devastated by my actions.
You should
be. I've cried and prayed and begged for forgiveness, but my husband has kicked me out.
You told him?
Yep.
Oh.
My husband has kicked me out and is now filing for divorce.
Oh, girl.
I moved back home with my parents, and they're an incredible support system, but I am unable to fathom the thought of life without my husband.
You better.
I also went to the doctor for a complete checkup and asked for a reference to see a counselor. She thinks I may be bipolar because promiscuous behavior is an indicator of that.
Just one time. If this is a repeat pattern,
right?
That's one thing.
Please help me make this right. I can't take what I did back. God knows I would, but the grief and desperation I'm feeling right now are killing me. Also, one of my friends took a screenshot of his Tinder profile last week and showed me, and she said he's already talking to girls and even had a date this weekend.
Yeah.
I know he deserves to be an angry and upset person, but to totally give up on us and move on so quickly, really? Please help, Danielle.
I can't, Danielle. I'm sorry.
You did this.
I can't. He's told you what he's going to do. Now you can take this and learn from it.
Oh,
and know your
rough
limits when it comes to alcohol.
That's rough.
And, you know, I wouldn't go, if this is repeat pattern behavior, I don't think you're a promiscuous person based on one incident. It was a huge error. A huge mistake. But sometimes there's no coming back from a mistake.
No.
Sometimes you can make a mistake and people don't know about it or whatever.
Not condoning what she did, but why did you tell it?
I know.
Because she was so guilty. Some people can't live with that.
But you gotta live with the consequences.
You gotta live with it. And that's the consequence.
You took a risk that he wouldn't be able to forgive you, and now you know he can't forgive you for that.
And he's doing you a favor, because if he stayed with you, he's showing you that he would have not.
He would have lived a miserable life.
Yeah, he would have brought this up all the time.
Every fight. So, I mean, I'm sorry, but there's no fixing this.
No.
There's no fixing it.
It's broke.
You have to learn from it.
Yeah.
So as long as you...
You messed up.
You messed up. And there's just some mistakes you can't come back from. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like you said, you got to put on your adult pants and live
and
with
I'm so, and I'm so happy that you have parents that have taken you in and that are comforting you during this time. But
that's
man,
rough.
I mean, you're just going to have to lick your wounds.
Yeah.
I can't take away your heartache, but it does get better. It does get easier.
It'll take time.
You'll meet somebody that you'll be interested in again. You don't feel it right now, but you will. Time has a way of making things a lot easier.
They were together 7 years.
Before you know it, 10 years will pass, and you'll be like, that's such a distant memory.
Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
And I can't make him forgive you.
No.
She was 16.
That was his limit.
She's been with this guy since 16 years old, and now it's gone. But
man,
yeah.
At least you're 23. You learned from this, and like Kelly said, hopefully you find a guy
that again.
You made your bed, baby.
Do a little quick one, Jenna.
Sure.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Last July, I found my husband sending a nude picture to some girl.
Oh my gosh, that is so gross.
Oh, bro. Why are you sending that?
Don't they both lied about exchanging more than a couple of pictures. Unfortunately, I found them on my husband's phone. Lied.
By the way, today is National Send a Nudie Day, if you
want. Is it really? Yeah.
Continue.
Really?
Yeah.
Both of them lied. Celebrating.
Both of them lied about it. I've called him out through the years. He's denied and lied. It's not the first time I've seen these sorts of photos of him and others on his phone. We've gone to marriage counseling. I've gone to personal counseling. When I ask him questions, he says he doesn't remember or I don't know. He let me on his phone, but still, how can I heal from the amount of years of betrayal? He plays on a softball team during the summer, and she coaches.
What?
I know it's a small town, but how can anyone promise that this won't happen again? I'm afraid they'll see each other, and sparks will fly. Row.
Well, yeah.
Oh, you gotta divorce that. That
nude man over here.
You gotta divorce
he's
that.
He's on the softball team, and she's the coach. How can we fix it?
No, you divorce him. But you won't. You're not asking me about that. You're not asking me should I stay or should I go.
He said nudes.
I don't even know what she's asking me. What is she asking me?
How you forgive it?
You don't. You're going to live with a serial cheater and an adulterer? That is biblical grounds for divorce, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You're looking for that. That whole for better, for worse part? I'm sorry. There's some worse you can't. I mean, it's like one thing if he cheated, he's so sorry, he grovels, he begs, I'll spend the rest of my life making it up to you, you're the light of my life, and showers you, and it takes a while, but you manage to forgive and move on.
It's
completely the opposite of that. He's repeatedly cheated, and he has suffered zero consequences, because other than you fussing at him a little, you turn your head, look the other way.
Have you seen my cell phone? I got to go play softball.
You got to have more respect for yourself in this marriage. You need to leave him.
Text the coach right quick.
I'm sorry. A repeat offender like that? That's ridiculous that you stay.
I don't know very many dudes that send nudes, period.
Yeah, right?
Let alone to send one to someone who's not your wife.
No.
Why would you spend your whole... You've got one shot at this life. One shot. And there are periods of highs and lows. Yeah. But why would you choose to live this constant state of, is he sending another picture?
Baseball bat.
What a horrible state of anxiety to live in every day.
I don't even want to send a picture of me with clothes on.
Man. Run, Ro. That's what Kid Nation's texting.
Come on, Ro.
Oh my.
Run, Ro.
You gotta think more of yourself than that.
Please.
You picked a loser. Women gotta stop picking losers. Men gotta stop picking losers too. Everybody needs to stop picking losers.
Hashtag stop picking losers.
Yep.
Well, it's tough to find the winners. You got to date the losers.
Yeah,
to find
sometimes
the winner.
They hide the loser side.
Yeah, they hide the loser.
It always
comes
out at some point.
Yeah, but you need to date a little bit longer until that side has a chance to reveal itself.
When you see the loser come out, then you gotta go.
Yeah.
Sending nudes to the softball coach. All right, Kid Nation. Exactly.
He just wants to get higher up in the rotation.
Put me in, coach.
Yeah.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to KidNation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays. And coming up next, your chance to go to Florida. We're calling out three names next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It is time for a Florida family flyaway.
Trip, 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 trip.
If you signed up at KidNation.com, you could be one of the three names we announce. And then you just have to be the fastest one to call back, and you get the trip just like that.
All right.
And if you were just listening, you're like, oh, no, I didn't know about this. Go to KidNation.com and sign up, because we're doing them every day this week. And if they don't call back within 10 minutes, we will open it up for everyone else. So there's still a chance for you to win this trip. Big Al Mack, will you do the honors this hour, sir?
You got it. Look at these three names here. Colby Carminati, Allison Bayard, and Teresa Langlois. Teresa Langlois, Allison Bayard, and Colby Carminati. You have 10 minutes to give us a call now. First one in wins. The number is 800-KID-LIVE, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if none of the three call us back, guess what? We're going to open it up for Lottie, Dottie, and every doggone body.
So you're saying there's a chance?
Yes, sir.
There is a chance. All right. 10 minutes start now. And I was telling you guys, I really am interested in these cars that are The self-driving cars?
Yeah.
And I know that there's been some accidents and some of them have crashed.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought we were experiencing in my neighborhood yesterday. Because there was a Mini Cooper that was just rolling down the street, chilling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very nicely.
I used to have one of those. They're nice cars.
Yeah. And apparently people thought it was a self-driving car until it started pinging off the sidewalks and eventually...
Oh, no.
...crashing into my neighbor's mailbox.
Oh, wow. Oh. Even worse.
Missing my wife's car.
Oof.
By inches.
Oh, wow.
Inches, apparently. And I wasn't out there to see this. This was all, you know,
yeah,
a game of telephone where everybody starts talking. So apparently what happened was a kid in our neighborhood got a new car.
Uh-huh.
Teenager, and they didn't know where the parking brake was, I guess. And there's a slight hill on my street, and they parked it by their parents' house. And I don't know how it rolls. I mean, you got to forget to put on the parking brake, and I guess you have to leave it in neutral.
Well, it could have been a stick, and maybe they...
exactly, that's what I was thinking.
They didn't put it in a gear.
Because they got out, and apparently the car just started rolling down the hill at about 15 miles an hour.
Could have hit some... Oh, boy.
It hit the mailbox, took out the mailbox, missed my car by my wife's car by inches, and it took out the whole front bumper. And it was a new car, I think, for this kid.
Yeah, probably a graduation gift or something.
Yeah. Well, and again, it might not be. It might be a car he had already, but it was definitely...
newish.
One of the younger people in our neighborhood that did that.
Yeah. Boy, well, it could have been worse, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It could have been kids could have been out there playing. They could have,
because
it was in the middle of the day. It wasn't like it was nighttime. It was middle of the day. And it's one of those cool things where you walk out and you finally have something to talk about in the neighborhood. Like, did you hear what happened on our street?
You should go on the Nextdoor app and share it.
Nextdoor app is the best Twitter follow right now.
Really?
Yeah. They post the weirdest and most random Nextdoor app posts.
Yeah.
And I feel like my neighborhood's too boring now to be on that.
You need to start stirring something up.
Yeah, like this car thing. Oh, you hear about the stolen car that somebody abandoned and then it just rolled down the street?
Yeah.
Stuff up.
You need to be that guy on the app that always is just stirring stuff up.
You got to stirn it up and you got to have the sarcastic person that makes fun of everybody.
To the person that's dog is pooping in the yard, that kind of
thing. Yeah, be that guy. Be that neighborhood guy. In fact, get you one of those little yellow lights and put it on top of your car.
The security guard?
Yeah.
Neighborhood watch.
I do want to be this neighborhood watch guy.
You could.
Self-appointed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that. Did you guys ever have any mess-ups with your cars when you were younger?
No, not really.
You were pretty lucky?
Yeah.
I climbed in my mom's car one time and was kind of playing around. I guess the key was in it, and I wanted to be a driver and put it in reverse, and we had a hill, kind of like they have now, and the car just rolled back into a light pole.
So you did the same thing.
Did the same thing. I was in it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My only car mess-up was I stole my mom's car, or she thought I stole it. Because I was 15 and I didn't want to walk up and down the hill to go to football practice.
So
I figured my mom's going to be sleeping. I'm just going to take the car.
Take the car.
I'll be back in 2 hours. Uh-huh. No problem. I didn't know she had work that day. So when I got back from football practice, there was two cop cars outside and my mom was filing a report for a stolen car.
My son would never take the car.
Yeah. Luckily, they didn't give me a ticket. I think they could have given me a ticket for driving without a license.
Yeah. Yeah. I took my dad's truck and tried to throw my newspapers. And, I mean, I thought I was doing them a favor by not waking
them. Let them sleep in.
No, let y'all sleep in. Because the normal protocol was I'd go out and roll the newspapers. I probably threw about 80 houses in the neighborhood. I'd go out and roll them up and put the rubber bands on and stack them up nice and neat. And my dad would wake up and drive me around. I'd be in the back of the truck and I'd toss the newspapers out. Well, this particular morning, I said, Dad's sleeping. Go ahead and sleep in, SL. I went in and stole the key out of his pocket. And went and cranked the truck up, put all the newspapers in there. And I got all the way around the neighborhood to about the last three houses. And I said, who's this man walking down the street? Oh, Lord. St. Louis Matthews walking down the street. You don't want to mess with him. Oh, I could see the smoke coming out of his ears. I could just,
Did you get
Daddy,
a whooping?
Hey, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, Daddy, how you doing? What? Oh, I can't even say on the radio what he said to me. I scoot over and he got in that truck and drove it home. It was like three houses. I had driven all the way around the neighborhood, but I was not going to drive a centimeter more. And he got me home. I never did that again.
Mm-mm.
No.
I guess, is that a boy thing that we steal the car from our parents? You think?
I don't know. I mean,
did you
I
ever
did
steal
it.
The car, Jenna?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't go far. I just cruised around the block.
Yeah, just to say you could. Just to say you did.
Yeah, or around the park, for 5 minutes and then come back.
Did you get caught?
Sure.
Yeah.
And then I would take, because this is before we had cell phones. So I would take the little Sports Illustrated phone and put it in my mom's car and act like I was talking on the phone.
The football phone?
You were acting like you're on the phone.
Trying to tickle chicks.
Remember the football phone they give you with the magazine subscription? That's what you were riding around on?
Big old chunky phone?
Trying to pick
up chicks.
Oh,
my gosh.
Oh, man.
What we do to try and impress y'all.
You know, we try really hard. We're not very good at it. And then we end up getting in trouble. All right, we called three names out. First one in is the winner. And we had multiple people try to call back out of the three names. But the fastest one is you, Allison Bayard.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah, girl! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What are you up to right now?
I'm getting dressed for work.
Well, I hope you have a bikini.
No.
I mean, not to necessarily wear
to work
this morning, but you're going to make a splash this summer at this week's destination, the Hilton Orlando. We're going to fly you and three of your homies to Orlando for a three-night stay at the Hilton Orlando. We're going to give you an SUV to rent for a few days, and you're right around the corner from SeaWorld, Universal, and Disney World.
Nice.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yes,
yeah, you really
ma'am.
Need to go online and check out the Hilton Orlando. There's
it's
so
beautiful.
Many amenities there you're going to love. Are you going with your family?
I'm going to take my husband and two girlfriends.
There you go.
Perfect.
Oh, your husband's going to look like a stud.
Yeah, he's walking around like you.
His harem.
Yeah.
You know, when he's at the hotel, they're going to refer to your husband as, the dude with the three girls.
Yeah. I might just call him Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
You know? And what do you do? What do you do for work?
I am a personnel manager for a tugboat company.
Tugboat?
A tugboat?
That's fun.
That's real cool.
I want a boat. I want a tugboat.
So actually, you could wear a bikini to work. You're working with boats.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
I don't think they want to see that.
Well, Allison, you're going to have a blast out there in Orlando with you, your husband, and your two girlfriends.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you
for listening. Yeah. Have a good day at the tugboat place.
I'm going to try.
I've never met anybody that worked for a tugboat company.
That was my first person
my
I heard.
First tugboat.
Allison's my first friend at tugboats.
Isn't it amazing those little bitty boats can pull those big old ships?
How do they do that?
Amazing to me.
It's on water.
I know it's on water, but...
You need me to Google this for you?
So I was wondering...
Not.
Could we, if we...
By a tugboat?
Not by a tugboat, but I was wondering if we would be able to pull a pretty large yacht. If we put a rope on it, and you get to the other side and you just pull it. Because it is on water, and if a little tugboat can pull a huge ship like that, we should be able to pull a yacht, right?
Have you ever gone to one of those charity things where you pull an airplane?
Yes.
Kind of the same thing. I mean, it's something really, really heavy, and you have a rope, and you're trying to pull it. So,
but the airplane's not in water. This is in water.
You really wonder that?
Yeah.
You really sit around and wonder if I can pull a yacht?
100%. In fact, I was thinking...
I think I've lived my whole life and never wondered that.
Really?
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Trey, have you thought about this? Trey in the control room thinks about dumb things.
Not that specific one, but I love it. I want to go do that too now.
Yeah. At first, I was thinking about a cruise ship, but I thought, that's a little too much.
Yeah.
The thing that I think about is like... With children, at what point, like, you pick them up every single day. You pick them up, and then one day you physically can't pick them up
anymore. When is that day going to happen?
Yeah, like, when is that tipping point?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I think about.
Okay.
Or, like, if I picked up a baby cow from the day it was born and I picked it up every single day, at what point does it get too heavy for me to lift? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I think about.
That's similar to my pulling of a boat.
And a yacht.
Or so
a yacht.
Picturing
your baby as a...
research? Like, when can you stop picking up a baby cow?
Yeah, I've never, but that kind of stuff has crossed my mind.
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to guess 3 weeks.
3 weeks? I was going to go with maybe 2 months. I don't know how fast cows grow, but I was going to go 2 months before you would have.
Yeah, I'd say about 6 months.
Six months?
Yeah. I think so. Because those guys that are on the horses, they're not picking them up, but they flip them over and tie their legs together. What do they call those guys? Rodeo guys?
Cowboys?
Thanks, Trey.
Thanks, Trey. You're so helpful today, man.
I wonder if we can set that up. Could I pull a boat?
And pull me a boat.
I think I can.
Hey, we got his truck to pull it.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Let's go pull
it. Honestly, can I pull a boat?
And how big of a boat can you pull?
We would have to look at the sizes, but I want to see. Like, we have this long, ongoing conversation about which animals we could take on. By the way, a horse was added to that list. A of animals.
Who are you sitting around having?
My wife, because this lady that was doing an interview in England had a horse running at her, and she basically tackled it.
Oh.
And got back up and did the interview. So my wife and I were having a conversation, like, do you think you could tackle a horse and take
him
down?
Absolutely not.
And I was like, well, she was able to do it, so I think I could take that horse on right there, but I don't know in a fight if I would win that one.
Oh, my gosh.
You think about some pretty good random stuff.
We've had these talks. Yeah. You don't think about which animals you would be able to take on?
No. No. We'll start calling you random, man. I've had that moniker for a long time.
What was the last one we had, Trey? I think I...
Arian Foster, former running back for the NFL, said he could take on a wolf in the wild.
We had this long conversation, Trey and I did. And I think we came up with, yes, we could.
Unless you can say anything.
I'll punch it in the face.
As long as it's not in a pack, I think we could take a wolf on.
How do you know?
Because we know.
Oh, God.
Just men.
You couldn't take a wolf.
A wolf?
Let's not start this again.
Not a full-grown wolf.
A baby wolf.
Yeah, like one, just one of the little straggly ones.
I'm sitting at the bar.
This is what guys talk about.
Sitting there
drowning.
I'm just like a little, you know, if you want to be on a fly on the wall, what guys talk about, this is it.
This and chicks.
Yeah. Speaking of talking about whatever we want to talk about, it's what we do at the bar. It's time for Whatever Wednesday, Kid Nation. We'll open up the phone lines at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So that you can ask us anything you want to ask us. Or talk about anything you want to talk about.
Sure.
You have any questions? You want to keep a topic going? You have a news story you saw that you want to bring up to the show? You want to know what we're into or what we want to do? Or you have a question about a particular
kind of
member?
We can take on.
Yeah, you want to talk about animals you could probably take on? We could do all that. It's Whatever Wednesday. It's all about you, Kid Nation. We'll take your calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You can
have whatever you like, Kid Nation, as long as you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And what I mean when I say you can have whatever you like, I mean you can talk about whatever you like.
Yeah.
Ask any questions you would like. This is all about you. And we do have some follow-ups here from what we were talking about before we go to the phones.
All right.
Including, hey guys, since you guys were talking about fighting animals and which ones you could take on, would you rather fight a shark with bear arms or a bear with shark arms? I would go with the bear with shark arms.
You'd rather fight a bear with shark arms?
Well, sharks don't have arms, they have those fins.
Right.
So at least the bear would not be able to grab me. So I could just give him a little pop, pop.
Oh,
the bear couldn't grab
me. I thought you meant
with the shark fins, he's going to grab me?
Oh.
I thought you meant we would have shark arms.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No.
And what's the venue? Are we in a pool or are we on land?
That's right. I'm thinking that if it's a shark with bear arms, as in the animal, a bear, I think that would be in the pool, right? Because that's the only way a shark could survive. And then the bear with the shark arms would be out of the water. So I would go out of the water, bear, shark arms,
and
I'd win.
For sure. You don't want a shark in the water with bear arms?
You don't want a shark in the water.
That's even more deadly.
He's all fit. Yeah, he can grab me from far away.
Has he had the bear arms the whole time, or are these recently put on?
Gosh.
They're recently put on, Trey.
Then in the water, he might be a troubled swimmer.
He still has his back fin, bro.
He hasn't been working those arms.
He can bite and whack you with the
How
bear
How about just
arm?
Get out of the water? You win.
Right.
You got to choose, Kelly.
No, you got to fight. You got to stay in and fight. And also, speaking about which animals, Kelly, you were wondering, when do you stop picking up a cow?
Yeah.
And a little baby cow. Big Al, you said 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, you said a couple days or something.
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, this is a great answer because a lot of people work with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Most calves are over 50 pounds when born, and they grow really fast.
Wow.
It's going to be a full-grown cow, not miniature. Then more likely you won't be able to pick them up after about 6 to 8 weeks.
It's just like that one night they'll grow enough where that's what I've always, it's just weird. I just think about that, like that one night moment when they gain that extra pound. It's like, that's it. I can't lift them anymore.
Right.
When's the last time you picked up Emma Kelly?
Oh my gosh. It was when Alan and I first started dating. She's very tall for her age. She was 10-ish. 9-ish. Man, she bit it at a Mexican restaurant. This was the night from Peck where the kid was vomiting on the patio in the rocks, and they just sat back down and started eating again, and we were all like, oh my gosh, what just happened?
He rallied?
Oh my gosh.
Awesome.
And then
he's going to be great in college.
And then Emma Kelly gets up and trips over nothing, and she falls to the ground, and she's almost as tall as I am. She's a big child. And I had to pick her up and haul her to the parking lot. She's sobbing.
Oh.
And that was it.
That was the last time.
Last time.
I'm getting really close with my son, Kaysen. to not be able to pick him up because he's 6 and a half, but he's the size of a 9-year-old, I think. And he's heavy. So I'm about that close. Hi, Shelly.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. You can ask us anything you want.
So my question is, when you guys are doing a road trip or, you know, you have an event that you need to go to, how do you decide who is going to go? Like, Big Al's coming to San Antonio for the prom.
Right.
So was that always the way it was going to be? Was Big Al was coming down? Or did you guys say, oh, well, let's slip in, you know, Big Al gets to go this time?
Well, first it starts with who's going to go to this market visit? And Kelly usually goes,
I'm not.
And then it goes off to who's
usually becomes who's available.
Who's available.
Yeah.
For instance, Kelly and I have family, so it's a little more difficult for us to travel on the weekends because she has a husband and kids, and I have a wife and kids, so it's a little more difficult for me and her.
Right.
Al and Jenna are
single.
They're single, so they're a little more open to travel. So it just depends.
They just got to cover their dogs.
Yeah. They just got to cover
their
dogs.
Except Al, he just brings his dog.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So really, sometimes. Does that mean that you're bringing your dog down to the prom?
I don't know.
I
have taken Curtis to a prom before, so don't laugh. It has been done. But I think I probably won't this time. Because since there's a hotel involved. Yeah.
Well, Shelly, is El Tropicano pet friendly? Do you know?
No idea.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I live in the area. I actually work in San Antonio.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, I don't ever like go to the hotel because, you know, I live here. So.
Well, gotcha. I hope to see you there.
I didn't make the first one, so I don't know if I'll make the next one.
It's a makeup. See, yeah, right. Make up for it.
Yeah.
Right. Do it over, Shelly.
Well, hope to see you. That's take care. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, ours is just who's available that weekend. Sometimes they'll ask, hey, can this person come out? And we try to make it work for our friends.
Right.
What's up, Cody?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You?
Not much. We're just doing a little Whatever Wednesday. What's your question?
Yeah, Kelly's going to love this one. But, JC, I would love for you to describe your first ever Fortnite victory. And, if possible, if the stars will align, possibly you and I could play with one another because I've recently started and I am garbage.
Us playing could definitely happen, Cody. Number two, the first Fortnite victory I could only describe as how it felt when I scored my first touchdown ever.
Wow.
You know what
how
I mean?
Was
it
was, that?
It was, your heart starts pounding and there's only like six people left and it was in a duos, Cody. I was playing duos with a 10-year-old kid named Avery.
So Avery was there to experience
this. You won't be questioned by anybody if you want to play with me. I'm older than that.
So Avery was leading me all over the place.
Matt, did he give you mad props? Mad respect?
I gave him mad respect because it was one of those where all of a sudden we just won. It was over. And then I just started running around my house screaming.
And what did Avery say in that moment? Did he have
No, Avery was so cool. Avery just goes, I told you we had him. I was like, dang, bro, just like that.
Avery cool like that.
Avery's just cool like that.
All right.
Yeah, so that's how it is. So, yeah, look me up, buddy. Hopefully we'll play soon, Cody.
Sure, man. Thank you.
All right, bro. Yeah.
Later, man.
Seriously, it's one of the best feelings in the world.
People
told me about it until you experienced your first Fortnite victory. You know what you're missing.
So is that it? You don't go to another level? Because like with something like Candy Crush, it's infinite.
Right.
So there's no end. So when you have a Fortnite victory, you have to start over again?
It's different.
Do you go to another level and it's just never ending?
It's a battle royale, so you get different people. There's 100 people from all over the world being dropped down on this island.
But there is a conclusion to that game.
To that game, yes.
Saying.
There's
like
only
I
one
said,
winner.
Candy Crush or Plants vs. Zombie, there's no end.
Last man standing. Your game could last 10 seconds, it could last 20 minutes, depending on how long you can stay.
I like that idea better, and there's no end in sight.
Yeah, right. At least it's going to be over at some point.
Played with some guys from Mississippi this weekend. Got my second win.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Now you don't even talk about it anymore.
And now I got a full-on squad that I play with on the regular. We got two high school dudes that are one's graduating, one's going to be a senior, and then I got a 11-year-old.
Do they know who you are?
Yeah, those are listeners.
I know you're, okay.
Shout out Superfly Ninja. Yeah. Shout out Mr. Walker. Shout out Zane. Yeah, those are my dudes. What's up, Jessica?
Hey.
What's your question for us?
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're doing about in our middle school this end of the year.
Okay.
Our last week of this school year, we have ditched our end of course exams, And we have the entire 7th and 8th grade campus doing community service. So we have people doing working in local community shelters. We're also working for animal shelters. We are raising money for Haiti and Puerto Rico. And I just wanted to know what you thought about that. Maybe some other campuses should ditch their end-of-course exams and give back to the community.
If you couldn't hear, Jessica's phone was a little bit muffled there, but if you couldn't hear, basically what she's saying is that they are ditching, at her middle school where she teaches that, they're ditching their end of the year exams.
The finals.
The finals, and instead of doing that, they're doing community service.
I love that
and
idea.
Raising money for people that were affected by hurricanes and other disasters.
I love that idea.
Jessica, I think what you guys are doing is far greater than what a test is going to do for these kids.
Yeah, you can still take the average of their test scores, yeah. That's their grade.
Right.
You're showing them to be great people once. Yeah. That's the point of school, right, Jessica? You want to teach them how to survive out in the world and how to be good people and how to contribute to society, and that's exactly what you guys are teaching them.
And for those students that
that's
were kind
right.
of teetering on pass-fail,
yeah,
and that a failed exam would have probably gone badly for them, they're probably really appreciative.
Yeah, and you'll really learn that if you do some good, yeah. good things will happen to you. So these kids that maybe didn't have the passing grade, doing some community service, giving them the passing grade, that'll show them, at least if you're struggling, do good, and eventually, hopefully, something good will come out of it. Jessica, I think what you guys are doing is genius.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for thinking of that idea. Maybe some other schools will adopt that as well.
Pretty cool.
I'm sure there are other schools doing something like that. Oh, hold on. We were just talking about pulling boats and stuff.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Pierre.
Somebody can make your dream come true.
So, Pierre, we were talking about pulling boats. You know about this?
Yes, I used to work at a marina valet when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And we used to launch boats. People would call ahead like a valet service, keep their boat dry storage. They put the boat in the water. We'd have to pull it over to fill it up with gas or diesel, whatever the boat may be. And you're talking about 60-foot cigar boats with jet engines and party barges that are 80 feet long, double-decker, you know, upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah.
And, it's possible. It's just once you get it going, you better have a good grip because when it goes to stop, it's going to pull you.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
You can pull it, but stopping it is a different thing.
So if I do this thing, I should have somebody in the boat to, like, once I'm done pulling it, to make sure that they can handle the situation.
Handle. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could probably do it.
They don't have a lot of brakes.
Yeah.
You know.
He's saying it's not as hard as you think, but the end's the hardest
part.
So
we're just going to have to up the ante here and go ahead and go for a cruise. A cruise ship.
We.
You
in France?
Yeah.
We.
Oh, me. I thought we could all pull together.
What?
A group
activity.
I love
when y'all just decide what we're doing.
What?
I love that.
Wouldn't it be cool if all four of us got some rope and pulled a cruise ship?
Boat.
I don't want to pull a boat.
I got a bad shoulder. I'm over here during commercial breaks doing physical therapy exercises. And you want me to pull a yacht?
Watch you pull a boat.
Crazy.
Big killer.
Just in case we wanted to pull a cruise ship in Mexico.
Lenadora de Chiste.
Ay, ay, ay.
We're going to Florida in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we could try that.
So maybe
Al and I?
Yeah.
Wait, maybe we can pull a boat.
You guys want to finish off with a joke here?
Sure.
Sure.
Hi, Sahara.
Hello.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. I hear you have a joke for us.
I do.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. My joke is, what do you call a pile of cats?
What do you call a pile of cats?
What?
I don't know, Sahara.
A meowton.
A meowton.
All right, that was there. Well played, ma'am. Well played.
Pretty cute.
Thank you.
Are you out of school already?
No, actually, we're taking today off to go visit my grandparents.
Aww.
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah. Take time to go with the family. It's okay to ditch if you're going to go see grandparents.
Yeah. JC will write your permission slip.
Well, her mom already did. Her mom did.
All right.
Yeah. You got
JC said it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
You tell him, okay? Bye, Sahara.
Bye, Sahara.
Yeah, Sahara's cool. Hold on, son. Travis got a call. Travis, what animal do you think I should fight?
I just had a quick question. You said you could take on maybe one of the scraggly wolves, but
yes,
have you ever watched Cops before and you've seen how the German Shepherd does?
Uh-huh.
A guy, do you think you could take on a German Shepherd?
Just one of them?
Just one of them.
Yeah, I could.
Dude,
really?
A German Shepherd? Yeah,
we
right.
gotta get JC in that suit.
And a wolf would murk on a German Shepherd, so there's no way. I'm calling you on your
yeah.
We gotta put him in
stuff.
One of those suits.
I would have to
I did this bit.
You did? Yeah, but you had the little pads on, right?
So
your mobility was taken.
Yeah, no pads.
I'm not.
No pads, Travis. Ooh. Yeah, that way I can use my arms.
I'm going to get mauled.
I get them in the headlock. It's over.
It's a beast.
It's not that easy.
No, JC, you can do it. You're right. You can do it.
You can do it.
You wouldn't last 10 seconds.
You know what, Kelly? Let's not be bit killers. Let's let him do it.
Yeah, you go ahead. I'll be sitting on that boat smoking a cigar while you're pulling it, too.
But you feel me, right, Travis?
And you would hear some girly screaming.
Oh, yeah. You feel me, though. You have these conversations with your boys on which animals you could take, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Random stuff like that constantly.
Y'all hang out at the same bar.
Yeah.
Well, I'd maybe take on a baby sheep.
Baby sheep. Thanks, Travis. Yeah, I don't know. That German those dogs are pretty, they're burly, but I think I could handle.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I have a story I want to get to here soon, but I just read something from Business Insider.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Psychopath occupations.
Yes.
Did you see this, Jen? I know you're into this stuff.
Of course I did, because those kinds of headlines intrigue me.
It says, you know what psychopaths have in common, besides being psychopaths, of course? They tend to go for the same careers.
Yeah.
For example, you're likely to find a lot of them in leadership positions because of their ruthlessness, their charisma, and their fearlessness. Mm. So they gave us a top three occupations for psychopaths.
Yeah, people are going to be like looking at their bosses today.
Yeah.
All of those characteristics are negative.
No. I mean, you need that. You need people to be ruthless if they're going to be in a leadership position. Yeah.
As a lawyer, when they're fighting for you.
Well, that is number two, Kelly.
Or an agent, yes.
The agent was not in there, but a CEO was number one. And coming in hot at number three, TV or radio on-air personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Psychopath.
So then in my head, I'm like, am I a psychopath?
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
I don't feel like a psychopath.
No, I don't think you're not a psychopath.
But am I?
No.
Now I'm...
You're forcing us all to pull yachts on our off time, yes.
Also jobs that you have, like, a lot of autonomy, you know?
Yeah.
You're just, like, able to do your own thing all of the time.
Yeah,
truck
I guess
drivers.
So. Sure.
You know, things that you're not always monitored. You travel.
I mean, they do say some nice things about psychopaths, like,
yeah.
Very good at making snap decisions. But on the other side,
not indecisive,
not very good,
through.
Not very good about caring about other people. I feel like radio personalities, we care about other people.
Well, I mean, you
that's
have
the point of having a show is to help others, right?
Okay, that's morning DJs. Nighttime DJs, no.
Oh, really?
Come on.
You think nighttime psychopaths?
Have you hung out with nighttime DJs?
They're kind of crazy. They're kind of cray cray.
They're the wildest.
Uh huh.
They're wild.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they like to party. Nighttime DJs like to party.
You never done nights, Kelly?
Yeah, I did nights.
When I first started out in radio, I would hang out 24/7 if I could at the radio station.
Sure.
And I'd always want to hang out with the nighttime DJ.
Because they're psychopaths.
They're fun.
Well, they're fun. I know what girls, they call up to the radio station.
Hey.
And you can tell they're 14.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, girl?
What are you doing, Cadillac Jack?
Oh, some
Cadillac
music.
Trying to be all sexy. And those nighttime DJs.
Reeling and dealing them, baby.
Turn it up to 10 and break off the knob.
What was his name?
Cadillac Jack.
I'm just making that up. I did work with a Cadillac Jack, but he did afternoons. He wasn't sleeping.
There's always a Cadillac and there's a Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Hitman.
Yeah. Shotgun.
Yeah. Kelly was cool. Yeah, I like that guy.
Who?
His name was Shotgun Kelly.
Yeah. Who did I work with? I worked with Cat Daddy.
Oh, yeah, Cat Daddy.
I worked with Cadillac Jack.
Uh-huh.
What were some of the nicknames?
Would you say some of those guys were psychopaths?
Well, they were crazy. I mean, you know, they had girls meeting them in the parking lots and stuff and picking them up and giving them rides home. And, you know, it's kind of some nighttime, not all nighttime DJs, but some of them are kind of sleazy.
All right. So that's the news for us radio personalities.
All right.
We're
psychopaths.
We're potential psychopaths.
I don't think we're smart enough.
And
so I need to change my profile.
And then there's this story. We're trying to teach women and men about consent. That's a big thing in, you know, 2017 and now 2018.
Yeah.
But I think the consent thing is getting a little out of hand.
What do you mean?
Take a listen to the story Tucker Carlson was covering.
How would a baby give consent? Well, the idea isn't exactly, the baby's not exactly going to say yes or no, but she's saying give the baby a few moments, talk to the baby, say, is it okay, I'm going to change your nappy, because she's Australian, so that's how they say diapers. Yes. Can I change your nappy?
You wouldn't say that to an American baby.
I don't think the American baby would understand, but it's actually just teaching consent, what consent is. It's teaching bodily autonomy. It's teaching, hey, I'm not going to touch your body if you don't want me to. It's just like talking to a baby about anything. Mommy loves you, daddy loves you. So people talk to babies all the time, so why wouldn't the concept of talking to a baby while doing something so serious as, you know, changing a diaper be so ridiculous? Sounds
because
quite
you
normal.
Don't typically expect a baby to respond in a way that you can understand.
Right.
Again, how do you know what consent looks like? So let's just do a little role playing, if we could.
You be
the baby,
I'm the baby.
I be the parent.
Okay. And you're changing
and
my
I
diaper.
Say, I'm going to make this change.
Mm-hmm.
And you, how do you express your consent or lack of consent for that?
Well, if I start crying, something's wrong, so you probably don't want to do anything at that moment because you wouldn't want to make diaper changing something that goes along with crying. You would probably want me to be in a healthy state of mind so that in the future, when it comes to those private things, I'd be in a healthy state of mind. I'd be a well-adjusted adult.
So according to this woman...
Yeah, I'm crying because there's poop down there.
Yeah,
right.
Say that. Yeah, that's gonna live in live forever now.
Why'd
Jeff?
I
thank
say
you.
That one.
But according to this woman, and the woman that started this is from Australia, and she was just backing her up. Apparently, she believes that we need to ask for consent from our babies when we change their diapers every time.
That woman is crazy. She needs a nap.
People are just going such an extreme.
Yeah, can't we just start this young in school?
It's gonna,
like, isn't there an age that we start
an age when I started telling my daughter, you know, when she was getting a bath, when I would start saying, you know, the only people who are allowed to do this.
Yes.
But if she was a little older and could talk back to me. And I've also told her, I said, I don't care what anybody tells you. If they say, don't tell your parents, tell your mommy.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. You tell me.
Yeah.
And if they say they're going to hurt mommy or daddy, if you tell... They're lying. You tell me.
Yeah, you have
so I started that early.
Right. They understand.
I started that
in
early.
Private time.
Yeah,
right.
But the whole you can't ask a child.
That's
can I change
silly.
Your
diaper?
No. May
That's
I change
silly.
Your diaper?
No, I don't know what she's crazy.
But I wonder if there are people that are putting this into effect. I'm sure people have picked it up.
Well, there are. There are people that apologize to their food before they eat it. I mean, there's people that do extreme everything.
I'm sorry, cow.
Yeah, they say they're sorry that they have to eat it, but thank you for sacrificing your body for me to eat.
Well, see, that's
nice. There are
people
that do that. You know, there's extremes of everything.
Now, the cow's not around to hear you say, I'm sorry.
No.
But it makes you feel better.
But it makes you feel better.
If it makes you feel better to say to your baby, is it okay with you to change your diaper? And the baby looks at you, okay. But that's silly. The baby didn't know what's going on.
Was that consent?
Twasn't it?
Yes. So if you're starting to ask your baby, quit. My mom always says, in my house, I don't need to ask for anything. I do.
What I say goes.
Yeah, what I say goes. Oh, you're not the boss here.
That's right.
If you want to have rights, you
Would
move
you
out.
Would you like to go to bed? No, I don't
No, yeah, yeah. You're going to have to ask them for consent to go to bed now?
No.
You teach them. You need consent from people at school. Can I touch your hand? May I hold your hand? Yes. Can I change your diaper? No.
Now, if they're asking you if you can change your diaper and you're in seventh grade, you got issues there.
When I get old, y'all can change my diaper anytime.
No,
I'm good on that, Big Al Mac.
That's why you need to find a woman.
Not with how long
so
your
somebody be there to change your diaper, Al.
Yeah.
You have events.
Working on it.
You're working on that,
you
Al?
Are?
I'm working on it.
I mean, are you actively? People say they're working on it, and they're just like passively. Like, if it happens, it happens. Have you made it your second job I did?
No.
I made it a job.
Yeah, and I don't want to look at it like a job.
I feel like Al's kind of happy right now being single.
What's wrong with making it a job?
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying I'm going a different route with it. But yes, summertime single is fun.
Okay.
So, you know, that's fun. But if I roll up on somebody and, you know, we vibe, and that's cool.
Because you say you're working on it, but Jenna's actually working on it. She's been going on dates all the time.
I'm not working on it.
You're going on dates.
Am I?
Are you? I thought you had the date the other day.
Yeah, you got drunky.
I did. I haven't heard from him.
Oh, sorry. There was someone that asked on the text if there were any marbles in the jars.
Yeah.
So we won't say which jar is which. But here's one.
Uh-huh.
What do you... Here's, I don't hear anything.
And here's the other one.
Yeah. That's the other one. Now, we're not going to tell you which one's Al's or which one's Jenna's.
Yeah.
But the way you led it into it, Al...
I'm happy. You're happy, huh?
Yeah, everybody's happy.
I'm great.
Yeah.
Great.
You got ghosted?
Busy. Huh?
Did you get ghosted?
No, I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
You got ghosted?
Can you give us a one minute story on, you said you got drunky over the weekend or something?
Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
With the date guy.
What weekend?
This past weekend.
What I didn't know, I went out with a friend this weekend.
Oh, okay. That wasn't a date.
Just like a close friend.
Yeah.
Close guy friend. No, not a date.
What about the guy you've been going on multiple dates with?
What about him?
What's up with him?
Ghost? I don't know. I haven't heard from him.
Oh, that's the ghost.
He ghosted.
Maybe he's playing hard to get.
But I also haven't said anything.
Yeah.
Oh.
To him?
Mutual ghosting.
Yeah, maybe.
Double ghost.
No, I haven't really... Oh, I'm not overthinking it.
Yeah.
At all. And I'm just... I think... Kelly says you have to put the work in. And I mean, I've gone on dates. I think I'm just at a place that I'm like, I want to be kind of hit over the head with it. Not actually knocked unconscious, but like, I want to be hit over the head with it. I'm busy and I'm happy. I'd be happy if someone fits into my life, great. But when two people are busy or there's a lot going on and it's just not working out.
Yeah, don't be too busy. Open up then.
I'm happy being busy. I'm busy today. Do you know what I get to do?
What?
Go be on Queen of the South.
What?
Yeah, Jenna. Well, I mean, this is an extra role, but it's fit into the schedule. So, but I need some advice, JC. I have to be a sexy Latina.
Okay, we can give you some advice.
We should take calls for sexy Latinas.
Yes,
we should.
If you're a sexy Latina,
send pictures.
Yeah, give us a call.
Why are we asking JC when there are sexy Latina women listening
right now?
He's a sexy
Latina.
He's a Latino.
Yeah, we need Latina.
We
need Latina.
Yeah, if you have some sexy Latina for Jenna, give us a call. We'll take a couple of those to give her some advice because she's got to shoot that today. We'll take your calls.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just reading about celebrities and the foods they can't stand.
Yeah.
The foods celebrities can't stand.
I thought Chrissy Teigen was perfect. And then I found out she cannot stand Nutella.
I'm with her.
You don't like Nutella, Jenna? Mm-hmm.
No, but I wouldn't say I can't stand it.
It's very sweet.
But it's weird to me. Is it chocolate? I don't know. What is it?
I thought it was like macadamia nuts and chocolate and some other stuff.
Yeah.
I
heard that.
Tom Brady cannot stand strawberries.
Weird.
See, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something you can't stand that most people like? I'm trying to think.
That most people like?
Yeah, because the things I don't like, there's other people with me.
It's a cilantro. That's very 50-50, though.
Yeah. It either tastes like soap or you don't like it.
You can't stand mushrooms, but I think some people can't stand mushrooms, right?
The texture. Some people don't like the texture. A lot of people give me the business because I like pineapple on my pizza.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
But I like it. Canadian bacon and pineapple.
Yeah, the Hawaiian pizza. It's so good.
I mean, it's a menu item.
It's so good.
Good.
I don't like tomatoes, but...
But you like ketchup.
I love ketchup. I love salsa.
Kind of a guy thing.
Love salsa.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know a guy that likes tomatoes a lot.
But when I order a burger, always. No onions, no tomatoes.
Yeah.
Me too.
But
I feel like onions and tomatoes should not already come with the dish. It should be asked, hey, do you want onions and tomatoes? Because I'd say the majority of us don't want to go into work with stank breath after lunch with the onion smell. Maybe you want to keep smelling nice. But Jenna, you got something really cool going on today.
I do. I was so excited back in March when I found out that Queen of the South, one of my favorite television shows, it films in the area.
Mm-hmm.
A female, she's taken over this cartel basically, and she's trying to do right. But I love it because I always said it's like the female led Narcos. But anyway, they film here and they were casting extras, small roles, that sort of thing. So I ask about it, and schedules have finally aligned. Because you know, to go be an extra on a television show, if you can get it, you got to go. They have to approve you, and then you're often sitting there
all day
for 12 to 15 hours, and you get paid a little bit, but it's cool. It's a cool experience if you have the time to do it, and I frankly just don't really have the time to do it, but something came up, a small part, maybe 6 hours today of filming, and it happens to start like after lunchtime, so I'm able to get there, I think.
Cool.
But the only thing I know, I don't even know really what I'm allowed to say, because they send you this whole long list of things of like wardrobe, how you need to look. Because, you know, as an extra, they might twerk, they might tweak you a little bit. They might tweak you a bit, but you have to come dressed and prepared in with your outfits, like in character. And then they decide, like, yes, you fit or wear this different, you know, you bring a couple different outfits.
So what do you have to do? Do you know, it's just
I'm a sexy Latin girl, I think. I can't say the other word that's in there because I think it's giving a location away where it's supposed to be set.
Are you a night dancer?
I'm not, no. I'm at a club.
You're a club girl.
Girl at a club. So I have to get dressed up in a short, bright dress.
Okay.
Nice.
Like I'm at the club for the night. So I don't know what's going down on the club. I'm not sure what's happening. I'm assuming it's
coming
not
off
a long
in the club.
Yeah. Hey, now.
Kelly, again, I'm not a dancer.
But you're an actor.
Degrade me.
But you're an actor.
I'm just in a club and like in a bar.
Any talking?
Bar club.
You're going to get to talk?
I don't think so.
You got to do your how you doing.
So I got to get.
Maybe burlesque.
Maybe.
Yeah. You got to get paid.
It's not burlesque. It's like a bar, like a club.
It could be burlesque.
Like drinking, because I see the other extra roles that are alongside of mine.
You've never been to Big Al's Burlesque Bar and Grill?
There's a band. Oh, my God.
This is the music?
Yeah.
Yeah, live band.
Have you been doing some studying or watching Univision?
No, Telemundo? I haven't. That's why I was going to come in today and ask you for advice on what I should do, because I have to do my own hair and makeup, which I brought to work with me, because I'm going to have to go straight from here.
I don't know. I've never been a stripper before.
Why are you doing that?
I'm kidding.
We don't know.
We're just joking. We don't know. Seriously, you just got it. I think you already got it locked down. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Stick the booty out.
Stick the booty out.
Do the pouty lips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And get the fierce eyebrows going. A little bit raised up.
Okay.
Yeah. And the lip liner. Make sure you go dark on the lip liner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I have it. I can try.
Yeah, you're going to get that.
How do you say, how's it going in Spanish?
I don't know.
¿Cómo estás?
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.